May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for December 18th, 2021. And it's 7 days to Christmas, folks. Every year at this time, there's a part of me that just wants to sing, "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere I go." Actually, we just had a couple of snows here in Montana, but there was these 90-mile-an-hour wind gusts that were blowing trucks off the highway. So you got to, you know, take the good with the bad, I guess. At least the skiers have finally got some snow. We've had a late winter coming on here in Montana. It's actually been very mild winter up to this point. Now it's fierce winds out there. So crazy weather like this is happening all over the world, but it's not because of global warming. I saw a video this last week by someone who captured a clear picture of Planet X on an aviation webcam. Of course, many of you know, as I've reported over the years, that Planet X is highly magnetic, a dwarf star that orbits into our solar system every 3,600 years or so, and got a very strong electromagnetic influence, which is pushing at Earth's north pole. I mean, it's in our solar system now. It's very strong electromagnetics, which is everything is governed, you know, in the quantum field by electromagnetics, you know, and everything is according to quantum laws. So anyway, this strong magnetic influence is causing the spinning Earth to wobble, you know, because it's pushing against the North Pole. Apparently, the North Pole of Planet X is, like I say, highly magnetic. The whole field as it's coming in. So this erratic gyration of the Earth is forcing the jet stream down to the surface in many places. So that's what's going on with the strong winds. It ain't global warming. It's PX. But you're not going to read about that in the mainstream media for obvious reasons. Anyway, this wobble is also stressing the Earth's crust, and as a consequence, the Pacific Fire Ring has been firing up. If you've been following the news on this the last several weeks, with an increase in volcanoes and earthquakes all around the Pacific Fire Ring. Signs of the times, folks, but no worry, cataclysmic pole shift won't happen anytime soon. My sources give us a couple years, more or less. And I don't mean to freak anyone out, but we've got to snap out of it. You know, people worldwide are stuck in in negativity, kind of a mass hypnosis or mass psychosis. And I've been reporting on this with videos and articles. It's like a kind of mass hypnosis. And in fact, it is, you know, as explained in a brilliant video that I'll be discussing here in a little bit. Believe it or not, we're in a time of revelations. Truths are being revealed that open a cosmic window. So believe it or not, we're in a time of revelations. Truths are being revealed that open a cosmic window into new, you might say, conscientious common sense of evolution, revolution, revelations of, you know, with global enlightenment and Aquarian frequencies of worldwide love, you know, true community, unity, and diversity. I mean, some will get it, a unified field, high state, that concept of, the unity and diversity, and, you know, we are one, the law of the one, conscientious common sense, and some won't get it. You know, they'll remain in a divisive, deep state of dystopia. There's a lot of references to the deep state in my content and my blogs and compendiums sometimes, but you might say in terms of the force, there's, you know, the light force and the dark force. There's the high state and the deep state. And I'm referring to the deep state as a sense of deep dystopia, divisive disinformation, disintegration, devolutionary dystopia. So, it's like been down so long, it looks like up from here. So, again, some will get it, some will, some won't. So what? Next, though, that brings us to next is the videos of the month. And as I said in my last show was the new moon. Today is the full moon. Full moon is in Gemini today. Very interesting astrology, psychology. I usually go into that, but I'm not today. I'm going to basically focus on some of the drama of the great turning point with the great awakening going on and exposing, the whole truth, the big lie. And hopefully I'm going to get into the big picture today that's big enough, bold enough, and told enough with concepts that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience that we'll all get a buzz out of it one way or the other. Amazing. Yeah, I could speak the rest of the show on what's going on with the astrology with the finger of God right now. And I'm just going to mention that it's just very powerful. Right now Pluto, which is transformational, is exactly 1 degree conjunct Venus in Capricorn, which is sometimes referred to as God power or the influence, the impulse of manifestation from spirit into the physical. And they're in conjunction, and both of them are in conjunct, the moon in Gemini, and the moon in Gemini is also in conjunct Mars in Sagittarius, which is sextile this Pluto-Venus transformational conjunction. And this is just a regular finger of God. This is referred to as Aro-Yod, because the opposition of the moon with this full moon is the sun in Sagittarius. Now, I'm not going to, I spend the rest of the show going into the geometry of divinity or geometric ordered divinity, the law of the angles of God, G-O-D, geometry of divinity, geometric ordered divinity, and what these different geometries, sextiles, in conjuncts, finger of God, patterns of these geometries, what it means, what does that mean in terms of the quantum field as resonates in the holodeck between our ears, the quantum field between our ears. How is it geometrizing consciousness? I mean, the more you understand, you might say, God consciousness, the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe, and the first principles of cosmic law, the more you have God consciousness, and you realize that this is how spirit manifests on Earth as in cosmos at large. So anyway, I get kind of excited about the astrology psychology because we're coming into the Aquarius, which is the quantum age, and it's all energy. So anyway, I'm at my last post here a couple weeks ago of the new moon. I said I'm going offline until Christmas, but I'm going to do this compendium, and I've been adding to this compendium, and I'll be adding stuff since Thanksgiving, videos, articles, infographics. And so I'm going to go through some of these components to the capstone vision, you might say, signs of the times of what's really going on in the collective consciousness planetary-wide right now. And the first video is referencing and get very, it's a short clip, extremely powerful, about 2 minute urgent video from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And it's referred to as, part of the quote of what he's saying is that this is the final battle. This is Armageddon. This is the final battle. We need to win this one, quote unquote, by Robert F. Kennedy. I highly recommend this, and I put this first because, for all veteran prayer warriors, who really know how to, the word made flesh, how to invoke, information, with affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration, the science of the spoken word, bringing forth from spirit to matter into the physical for the alchemy of transformation. So you veteran prayer warriors are into this science and alchemy of transformation with dynamic invocations. Have at it. This 2 minute thing pretty much sums it up. You don't have to, you, I mean, you, those who have the time, you know, want some entertainment over the holidays and through Christmas, who has time in through Christmas, I don't know. But if you want to take a break, you know, and go to the wild side, you might say, that you're never going to see in the lamestream media, then these videos and articles, then you, and some, you'll find these interesting and intriguing and kind of a perspective shift from what you're getting in the propaganda press. So like I began, with that 2-minute video. Those who are listening to the podcast in the future can pause the podcast and pull this up, you know, from the show notes. You've got the link here. You can pull these videos and articles up, and you can, like I say, pause the podcast at any time and then watch these videos or read the articles, you know, to have your own custom multimedia show. So highly recommend that for people that really want to own their own life, own their own learning, own their own vision of what's going on and what you can do about it, you know, where it's going and how to get there. So the next article is actually, it includes is it a video? It's an article. Oh, this one's just an article. It's called Dictator Fauci Runs Public Health as a Personal Profit-Making Operation. This is from December 1st by Thomas DeLauren, but it begins, and this little summary begins by saying that the most striking fact in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, which is The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, is that for the last 30 years, again, the most striking fact is that for the last 30 years, Fauci has dispensed some $7 billion in research grants to public health researchers globally, controlling the peer-reviewed narrative of drugs for health, you know, allopathic medicine, which is the community standard medicine that we have, that Rockefeller co-opted, which I've explained in other articles in the past. But point is that this is where we're at right now, the drugs per symptom medicine, and controlling the narrative of which drugs for which symptoms and which protocols for healthcare that are official, regulated by the FDA and the AMA, the American Medical Association. A little Freudian slip there. Kennedy's book strips the mask off the monster to reveal the diabolical extent of mass democide, you know, for our health. I mean, virtually democide, not genocide, but like self-destructive democide. And again, understanding that natural immunity protocols to prevent disease are being denied because inexpensive cures don't fit the business model of the big pharma and the medical industrial complex. Their whole business model is treating disease, not preventing it. That's like preventing their own profits. So it's got to this point where they're making a killing, indirectly causing disease, vaccines, and then directly treating it with drugs for what ails you. And this is mass pharmacide. This is basically like a black magic spell, you know, with black petrochemical pharmaceutical extracts that are synthetic and cause disease in the body that's treated then with more drugs for the symptoms, causing more side effects, treated with more drugs until a lot of elderly are walking pharmacies and have a prior condition of a weak immune system, which is very susceptible to any whack on the immune system, whether that's an emotional whack from fear porn or a physical whack from repeated vaccines, which are toxic and cause and with side effects. So that's what you're not hearing in the mainstream media for obvious reasons, because it doesn't serve the medical industrial big pharma complex, which virtually owns the mainstream media at this point. And that's going to be changing. You know, we're at a turning point. It's being exposed worldwide. The media is being taken down. I've been being told by multiple sources, of course, I've been hearing this for months, but that we're getting to the point where there's going to be a shutdown of the mainstream media, a blackout, and there's going to be the White House are basically going to take over the media and give an expose of what's really going on and what's been going on behind the scenes with the takedown of, you might say, the deep state, not just the United States, but the globalists that are involved that had been behind, you know, the lockstep takedown and hijacking of global civilization, you know, for their New World Order Great Reset agenda. So that's another synopsis of what's going on. There's an article that goes into the detail about Fauci and his mass graves from the past, his past. It's a five-minute video and transcript of what's going on with the crisis that I refer to as mass pharmacide, mass democide, mass pharmacide, and who the psychopaths are behind it. It's coming out now, folks. I mean, so many different sources are exposing this brilliantly all over the world. And the free internet is at this point is even though YouTube is censoring anything that challenges the narrative of get the vaccine and that it's all good if you do and that they're safe and effective, even though millions of people are suffering and dying from the vaccines worldwide. I mean, it's crazy out there, but it's this is all part of the big drama to get the collective consciousness of humanity to snap out of this mass hypnosis. So I'm using these videos and articles here to basically reference what I'm giving commentary on, which is to say there's a process of waking up where people have to basically smell the coffee or whatever you want to say, what it is that's stimulating, and inspiring, you know, people to become more conscious of what's really going on and what can be done about it, where it's going and how to get there. So one of the shockers that came out from this website, November 29th, truthforhealth.org, was an independent reanalysis of CDC, the CDC study, which the CDC has been manipulating statistics to fit their agenda. I mean, they're just basically, they cherry pick and the way they adjudicate data. So it's not objective and scientific, but to fit whatever their agenda and narrative is. And somehow they covered up the fact from the previous data that is public knowledge, but an independent reanalysis of that data showed that, quote, spontaneous abortions occurred in 81.9% to 91.2% of the women who were vaccinated before 20 weeks of gestation. Now think of that. The actual causality, casualty, you might say, causality of abortions was between 81.9% to 91.2% of the women who were vaccinated before 20 weeks of gestation. In other words, they're saying it's safe and effective for mothers. Mothers get it, and it's aborting their children in about 80 to 90% of the women who were vaccinated before 20 weeks of gestation. I mean, that's kind of shocking. Do you hear that in the mainstream media? No, because people would not take the vaccines. If it's killing babies in the womb, what's it doing to the new cells that are being born, the billions of cells that are being born every day in the body, you know, out of the trillions and trillions of cells in the body? What's it doing to the regenerative processes in the body? Think about that. I mean, you know, it's like, it's like these factoids. I publish them because, they're shocking to me. I would think that it would wake up a lot of people that these vaccines aren't safe and effective. And the ongoing boosters and then more boosters and then more boosters, there's no end to this thing. Well, it's about to stop. It's turning around. And court cases now are putting down the mandates for the corporations and for the airlines and there's a backlash now and it's turning around. But it's important that people understand what's really going on with the formation of a mass psychosis. And there's a video of this, this mass formation. It's how billions of people are affected by this mass psychosis formation process. And we're facing a much greater threat than just COVID. And one way to snap out of the hypnosis is to realize the much greater threat. Whether you're saying that's the much greater threat is kind of a a mass psychosis or hypnosis, or is the greater threat Planet X coming in? You know, we got a couple of years to get our act together and basically, you know, have access to the deep underground military bases or the bases or underground shelters or, you know, civil shelters or some kind of shelters for what's coming, you know, on a temporary basis. You know, it's, we've got a couple of years probably, perhaps, give or take a year maybe. But there's a greater issue. There's a greater threat. And so snapping out of the COVID thing is like, you know, let's look at the big picture here. And so in this video, this was done. It's an inspired video. It's called Inspired Channel on, I believe it's YouTube. November 27th, Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA vaccine, breaks down the mass formation phenomena, he calls it, that makes it difficult to reason with those who have fallen victim to globalist authoritarian propaganda. And Robert emphasizes what we can do to prevent totalitarian takeover. Now, that's saying quite a bit right there, but this is a brilliant video. And I highly recommend this. I put what I consider some of the most important issues and videos at the top of this because some people will, you know, go from the top down and there is a progression and they kind of segue together from one subject related to another without me trying to go in too many directions at once. I try to have a kind of a sequence of segue, you might say, or, you know, transition with the subjects. And depending on people's time, you know, time is precious for a lot of people these days. So I put some of the most valuable videos up at the top. And this next one is a real gem. It's like it's called A Pivotal Moment for Global Humanity. Like I've been saying, Earth is at a really critical transition stage right now. We're very, very much in, at the nexus of a turning point. It's a pivotal moment. I get a drink there. So, what's going on, as this video explains, is that there's government collusion with giant global corporations at the top. And you might say it's fascism or corporatism for all the world to see. And this video goes into, it's called Freedom or Tyranny. Freedom or Tyranny, A Pivotal Moment. And I put right at the top that Australia's big pharma contract at 4 minutes and 15 seconds explains the pharmacidal lockdown tyranny, what's going on in Australia, which is a classic example of Nazism or fascism or lockstep totalitarian agenda, you know, but what's behind it, you'll see, is big pharma. They contracted before COVID, they even got, you know, the edicts in place. They made a contract, big pharma, with Australia. So Australia then, to fulfill the contract, did the lockdown, and basically is an example to the whole world of where this is going. I mean, when I say that, I'm sure that wasn't their intention, but, you know, on the screen of life, you know, on the you might say the global schoolroom, the whole world is kind of watching Australia now because it's just like, I mean, people, you know, if they're caught, you know, not wearing a mask or they're coming into the country, they go right into internment camps and there is no freedom and they're forcing vaccinations. And it's just like, it's I object tyranny. And this is so to speak, democratic country, which not coincidentally had all Australians' guns removed here a few years back. So there's no fighting back in Australia. And of course, they've been trying to get rid of the guns here in America. I mean, you can see what their intention is, but that intention is hitting the wall. It's at a pivotal turning point. It's important to understand that, folks. I mean, and this is really what it comes down to, the proposed global rollout of vaccine passports has nothing to do with your health. Vaccine passports are a Trojan horse being used to create a completely new type of controlled and surveilled society. And it's time to stop this plan in its tracks. So that's kind of a synopsis of the video. At 17 minutes in the video, I'm going to quote what was said. Quote, make no mistake, we stand at a pivotal moment in history. The Spartans at the Battle of Thermopylae or the young men on the beaches of Normandy. The true scale of what is at stake cannot be overstated. But this is not a message of fear and division. This is a message of hope and a message of unity. Some other quotes in the video are that, quote, it is said that totalitarianism is first and foremost the extreme function of surveillance devoted to security for political ends. Good definition of totalitarianism. And then also, quote, under the cover of COVID-19, without debate, discussion, or informed consent, we're about to let a new totalitarian world of total surveillance, control, and compliance be ushered in. And I added to that, you know, welcome. This would be welcomed by many who are in the, you know, in the false flag battle against viruses. You know, many believe, you know, that everyone should lose their freedoms and all their sovereignty in the name of health. You know, that everyone forced vaccinations. People that are vaccinated are believing that. I mean, this is how nuts this has got. But, you know, you can see where the turning point is. The turning point is these vaccine passports are being, and the vaccine mandates with the vaccine passport, it's being turned around on the Supreme Court level and state levels nationwide. So here's a concise statement by Michelle Malkin on December 8th regarding the vaccine passport racket. What she says is, excuse me, the profit-maximizing corporations that covet your digital data, digital health data, they hide behind nonprofit umbrella groups that pose as public interest do-gooders. And these vaccine passport profiteers are turning millions of human beings into walking QR codes in the name of fighting COVID-19, and under the guise of bringing normalcy back. It's an unprecedented worldwide racket that rewards compliant sheep and punishes free-thinking, autonomy-seeking citizens. And rather than culture general enlightenment with upgrade of our five core internet freedoms, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg promotes his fantasy metaverse for the masses. And there's a graphic here of a virtual man and woman who look like they're just getting married. It's in virtual mode. It's very cartoonish in the picture. And underneath the caption is, they got married in the metaverse, December 19th. This is from Technocracy News. And it goes on to say that with billions of real dollars being poured into development of metaverse fantasy worlds, participants are willingly jumping in. The bride opinioned, quote, I'm always a size 4, even in January, and I never have a bad hair day, unquote. It won't be long until a virtual divorce court is created to preside over virtual split-ups after virtual affairs. The metaverse. Now, following that article, which is, you know, really kind of shocking, this is what's going on with this fantasy world. They're pouring billions into this. You know, it's like opiate for the masses, you know, virtual reality, not the real thing. It's like artificial intelligence. It's not really intelligent. It's just fantasy. So, you know, what world do you want to live in today? So, following now is a video, and this is I'm following the narrative, the progression of videos and articles in the compendium, and I'm commenting on the different elements. Well, this next component, you might say, is video, and it's got one of my favorite comedians, one of the most brilliant satirists I've ever known, Waken with JP. And this is about the metaverse again. you know, sign your life away now. And it's just, you know, again, a short video, about 7 minutes, hilarious. But this, what's interesting to me about this is that, you know, like I said, a major branch of artificial intelligence is artificial reality, or AR, it's sometimes referred to. And this is a great way to gain the world, you know, whatever artificial world you want, and lose your soul. So JP follows his brilliant satire with a commercial, as he often does for some of his merchandise. And he follows this satire with a commercial for Zion, who he's vested in or promoting for a kind of a blockchain sovereignty with freedom from censorship and surveillance. Because of all the what's going on, you know, with censorship on the internet and surveillance and information harvesting, and apparently this Zion creates a haven from all that. But it's not real evident. I mean, who really owns Zion? Is it BlackRock? Is Zion short for Zionism, as in political Zionism, and Israeli intelligence? And I've provided a hyperlink on political Zionism because I have a whole website compilation on what that actually is, the correct understanding of political Zionism, which is a very complex subject. But to sum it up, Zionist sovereignty, quote unquote, Zionist sovereignty is an oxymoron. I mean, ask Palestinians what they think of Zionist sovereignty. So why would they call the platform Zion unless it's not some kind of new front psychological operation for getting people to think they're free and unsurveilled when their information is being processed. Being hacked and surveilled and modeled and profiled. I don't know if that's happening for sure, but it's very curious to me why you would have an organization talking about sovereignty and freedom intelligence and be called Zion. So maybe I'm off base here. Any response from listeners, I'd certainly appreciate it. So at any point, I'm going to get through some more of these videos of the month. One of them here from November 17th is from by way of Catherine Austin Fitz. And the whole point here is getting back to reality. You know, we're getting into artificial reality. Well, what's real? You know, the reality is, you know, follow the money. Is it all about the money? How much is money and power is what it's really all about? So this article gets into it. I mean, video gets into it. It's about 20 minutes. It's not real long, but it's very specific on the economic elite's financial reset agenda. You know, how they're, you know, been doing a controlled demolition of the economy to bring it down so they can basically then push through their agenda under more emergency. You know, it's disaster capitalism is like their whole MO, method of operation of government these days. They got to create a crisis to get people to move, problem solution, the dialectic, you know, and of course now exposing all that, here's Catherine Austin Phipps, who worked as an investment broker, and during the government of George H.W. Bush, she worked as Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, development for housing, you know, the heart of the beast, you might say. And in addition, she has been running the platform, the Solari Report, which is a really good source of big picture economics, which I'm sure some of you know of. So here's an excerpt from what Catherine Austin Fitz wrote. And that is, quote, when the World Economic Forum said it's 2030, you have no assets and you are happy, what I hear is it's 2030, we took all your assets and you are mind controlled. Quote, we are living on a planet where the governance system is secret and people are trying to force us to put things in our bodies which are also secret. This is the agenda of technocrat minions under the influence of power elite potentates whose Love of corrupt power denies the power of ordained love. Classic example of the love of power versus the power of love. And, of course, the power of love naturally checks and balances and otherwise neutralizes the inordinate love of power. So to give an example of what I'm referring to, there's an excellent short video, I think it's about 3 or 4 minutes long, on the banking cartel School for Judas Goats, which is basically saying this is a four-minute synopsis of the whole bankster agenda and how they buy off politicians and educate them and put them out in front of us to tell us what they want us to hear, to do social engineering in whatever direction that they want to go. So it's a great, great video expose for those who have the time to watch it. And that's followed by a video of millions marching worldwide and how the tide is turning. Apparently the mainstream media had no choice but to cover this overseas, and the videos got transferred here. This is Australia. This is in Europe with millions of people in the streets that are protesting. So it's like I say, we're at a turning point, folks. The video that follows is by Candace Owens. And she says in this video, and it's a brilliant video, very inspired. This is Candace Owens. It's very impressive what she says. And in quote, this is one thing she said: "We are in the midst of an ideological and psychological global war, and it is a war waged by governments all over the world, from here to Australia, against the very citizens that they govern." She's brilliant, brilliant in this video. I highly recommend it. It's only a few minutes long if you ever get a chance to watch it. This next video is a little bit longer and a little bit more in-depth, and by Dr. David Martin, who is one of these brilliant luminaries out there that's waking up the world. One of the most enlightened dozen people doing wake up on the internet right now. And he goes on to explain in this video. It's like the plandemic is busted brilliantly in this video. And there's a part two to it if you want to even go deeper. But as he says in this video, it has nothing to do with the pathogen and everything to do with the profit. You know, follow the money. If you follow the corporations and their corporate, you know, profit strategy, it lays out that, and then exposes, you know, that this whole thing is about by greedy SOBs, you know, who are just really into owning and controlling the physical and human resources of the planet. So, dear God, take command of the entire situation. I shall not be moved. Goodness gracious. Then it's followed by, this video is followed by Dr. David Martin, which is the part two is brilliant too. So, get a chance, want to, you know, do some deep diving, have some time, go to the wild side and watch those videos. And this next article, and video, it's actually a video by Jeff Berwick. Now, Jeff Berwick, he's a really curious guy. He's been doing these conferences for years on alternative economics, Bitcoin, and all kinds of other stuff, but basically waking people up to what's going on behind the scenes of the economy, the economics and politics, the deep state. And the guy's brilliant and funny and humorous. He's got this cute little dog. He walks around a golf course talking to the camera. And it's done very well in many regards. A lot of it sounds kind of, it's just too far out for a lot of people. But I strongly recommend the important information at the 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 30 seconds. 1:05:30, the minutes, near the end. And at that time, a Pfizer whistleblower leaks the playbook for the entire plandemic, from beginning to the botched end. I mean, it's brilliant. Highly recommend that. You know, 1:05:30, an hour and 5 minutes, 30 seconds. This is followed by an article, talking about, the whistleblower and the entire plandemic playbook. This following article is prosecuting the pharmacidal plandemic playbook with Nuremberg 2.0 trial begins. Now, this is an interesting article. This has been sizing up for months, and they're actually beginning this Nuremberg 2.0 trial. And there's people worldwide that are getting this more than people in the United States, but this article links into what's going on, especially out of Germany, this Nuremberg 2.0 in Europe. And there's all kinds of activists in the United States that are involved with this. So it's interesting. We're at the turning point, folks, This next article talks about the turning point, and it's by Neil Oliver. Actually, it's a video, and he says in the video, "I think the plandemic is over, and the government can't bear to let it go." No, that's Neil Oliver speaking. So for those who know Neil Oliver, he's a brilliant speaker on a lot of subjects. I believe he's out of Ireland, am I right? Scotland, Ireland? Anyway, the guy's very congruent and heart coherent, I would say. I wanted to include this following video in the compendium called Solutions Watch. I want to refer to it as about writing a narrative, a new narrative. You know, we've got a narrative that's bizarro land. You know, it's all inverted, subverted, and perverted, you know, with cognitive dissonance out the kazoo, you know, with self, you know, confusing information that's confusing on purpose so that people basically get information overload and their paradigm narrows. And then with incessant fear porn propaganda, their higher cognitive function shuts down and they go into the reptilian brain, which is more reactive, fight or flight, and doesn't logically think through stuff with a kind of a mass hypnosis or mass psychosis. So we need to write a new narrative from that, you know, an alternative to that. Or, you know, basically a narrative that's, you know, the true narrative that gets us back on track with family and community and, you know, the language of light and the law of cosmic universal love, you know, and God love, source, you know, I am presence, you know, core principles. So this video by James Corbett, who's brilliant, and I highly recommend following his channel, CorbettReport.com. He says in this December 1st video in the Solutions Watch, and he's done a 2012 Solutions Watch. If you go to his website, you can get a summary on the 2011 in review of all his solution watches he's done, which has been a lot of them. He does a summary on that video if you go to CorbettReport.com. But this video, he talks specifically about the story of the most powerful weapon in the world. And you use it yourself, even if not consciously. And it can change the entire world. Not just your narrative, but the narrative of might say, that resonates with conscientious common sense. You know, there is a narrative emerging, you know, for basically the golden Aquarian quantum age of universal law language, first principles of governance for an upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms on the internet, free energy technology being liberated, global holistic healing technologies being liberated with global telecare and with med beds, the energy frequency healing devices for all kinds of diseases. We're in a paradigm shift, folks. That's where it's going. You know, they refer to the TLC circle of wholeness, the TLC in terms of telecommunications, for teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, and in all quadrants of, you know, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, you know, alchemical, fire, air, water, and earth, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, institutionally wise. These are the archetypes of the most powerful thought form in the universe, the key to the ascension of the planet, which I refer to on my website and with different links, articles, on the quantum field, the unified field, and what's going on with the energy shift into Aquarius, and how this is basically, you know, this is the cusp of Aquarius, and the dregs of Pisces are still with us. All the fear and doubt, the fear porn. This is the last gasp of the Piscean age, and the dark side, you know, basically, you know, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. And, you know, might say the fallen ones are kicking at the pricks. Their time is short. Their fear is great, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are. So they're just ventilating, out picturing, you know, their fear and doubt, you know, and trying to basically lock down people's consciousness. So, you know, we get along by going along like like non-thinking, hypnotized sheeple. And again, some will, some won't. So what next? If you've been listening this far, you probably resonate with the idea of, you know, I am, I can, I will, and by God's grace, done deal. Fantastic, and getting better with more light and love, easier and faster. And of course, this is to understand that pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. And if you can't think of anything better to do, then, you know, get with the program. You know, involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the light of God that always prevails. God in terms of, you know, love, in terms of, you know, the law of the one, the two in one, and three in one, four in one, five in one, you know, first principles of the speech assembly, the petition government, and assembly with freedom of religion, you know, basically, you know, to have that freedom of religion in terms of just well-informed choice so that when we know better, we can do better and make a difference, if not the difference, for, again, outpicturing golden age models for healing, like global telecommunication, global telecare, which is like the alpha and the omega. You know, the global telecom is like the alpha thrust with the spirit that matters, with an upgrade of five of our core constitutional freedoms, speech, assembly, petition, government, religion, other, et cetera. And so that we can upgrade interactive, you know, global communications with a universal interface for mass to mass communications with 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people at the same time without creating noise, actually being represented in a field of dots in the cosmic cube, you might say, of XYZ coordinate axis with three numbers in sequence, that when you punch them in on the alphanumeric keyboard or of your computer or on your, you know, touchtone telephone, three numbers in sequence, creating a dot in a cube and representing the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, three dimensions of meaning, value, and purpose as governs the language of light of consciousness in one's own holodeck, and representing that language of light in the collective holodeck with a unity field of dots, you might say, on a real-time basis for communication for 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 people. And I've explained this in depth with multiple websites on the language of light and recent compendiums and articles that go into this dimensional shift understanding. And I will be adding some links on this to the website in the future to basically represent the first principles of cosmic law, cosmic love, and my gift to the community, the cosmic love community, who has been following me off and on for the last 13 years, maybe even the last 13 months or whatever. This has been an incredible ride this last year, and I've been, you know, just on a roll since I had brain surgery here about a year ago with a double hematoma, because I have not known how much time I have left, and I thought I would just make this the best time of my life with more dancing and singing and praying and writing and composing and basically modeling golden age principles and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. So, you know, basically, you know, if this was to be my swan song, I'd be saying, you know, this there's no security without purity. It's not etched in stone what the future is going to bring. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. I mean, if mankind really blows it and does not wake up and turn things around, then we got a Damocles sword hanging over our heads with Planet X inbound, and it's going to come in. It's going to be coming closer because it's cosmically directed, folks. It's all a function of mankind's collective karma, and there's a direct relationship to it. The karma is mitigated for it coming in close if there's an upwising and uprising as with the Great Awakening, wising up and rising up, and the magnetics of the whole planet changes with you might say, the enlightenment, the global general enlightenment of the collective consciousness, what it does, it reverses the polarity of the magnetism of Planet X, and it does not swing in so close to the Earth. So this is the dynamic involved. If, you know, if the dystopia gets any worse, then before a greater evil comes upon the planet, you know, with genetic engineering and these vaccines, then we're going to attract, Planet X is going to swing in closer and pull the North Pole of the Earth over. There's going to be a severe pole shift sooner rather than later. It's all, I mean, that Planet X system slows up and speeds up and slows down. It's been stationary in the cusp of Venus this last year. Again, it's right in the direction of the sun, so it's very difficult to see from the Earth unless the cloud conditions are just right at sunrise or sunset. I'm not going to go into all that. What I'm saying is that this is it, folks. This is the big picture is we've got a bigger issue than just the COVID. The really bigger issue is the integrity of the human race and our DNA and the future of humanity. Remember what happened, you know, what, the last time, what, 3,600 years ago, I think times four was when Atlantis happened, four times ago, when Atlantis got rose up to the point where they were getting the genetic engineering and messing with the DNA of, you know, of humanity. And, you know, because of that, you know, the Great Flood, you know, kind of wiped things out, you know, to start things over again. Well, we're looking at, you know, it's not, again, foreordained, rest in stone, where it's going to come, when it's going to come, how severe it's going to be. It can be mitigated as there's an uprising and uprising and general enlightenment on the planet. It magnetizes the Earth in the way that it rebuffs or repels the energies of this incoming planetary system. Like, because Planet X is really like, it's got about a dozen moons and planetoids and a huge debris field, which has plummeted the Earth in previous rounds of 3,600 years, as recorded in ancient Chinese texts and ancient other texts around the planet, Chaldean texts, other texts. So I'm not going to go into that anymore, other than the fact that, you know, we're at a very critical point of waking up individually and collectively, so have at it, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Basically, you know, keep the faith, you know, see the good, and make it so. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Thanks for listening, folks. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.